Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And this is Thriving Thursday. Wow, we are already at Thursday. Now, let's see. What are we going to talk about today? This has been an interesting month. And if you've been following along over the last few weeks, you know that we have postponed our seventh year anniversary, the seventh year anniversary of Designing Your Life Today. There, got that out. And we postponed that because of Hurricane Irma, and some of the things that I had put into place have to be rescheduled. So Monday, I'm going to give you great details on what's coming up, what is our next giveaway, and we have to make it a really nice giveaway, don't we? Something really juicy. So be sure to listen in on Monday. However, right now, I am giving away another copy of my book. It's the newest book that I have, and it's called Start Winning, How to Achieve like the Top 8%. And you can win a copy. If you are not already on our newsletter list, you want to get on the list because our newsletter is great. I have to say that, you guys. It's filled with information that's going to help you design and live a quality lifestyle. It's filled with information that's going to boost your small business, boost your networking business. And I recommend some of the best books to read. I recommended a book too in one of my newsletters probably about maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And one of the readers of our newsletter, she actually purchased that book. And she said it's one of the best books she's ever read. And she talked about the fact that the book inspired her, but also gave her the confidence boost and kind of caused her to kick herself into high gear so that she could, in fact, achieve some of the goals that she set as far as her network marketing business. And the name of the book, I believe, is something like, I had to think about it a minute. You Are a Badass. And that's such a great book. I read that book and I said, I have to put this in our newsletter. I have to put this on our Power Achievers list and reading list. And people love it and what it's doing for them. So I read the books and I recommend these great books to you guys, but I don't just recommend the books to you. I tell you why it's a great book. I give you some insight into the book, and you can decide if you want to purchase it, get it from the library. Me, I have an extensive library. If you haven't seen my YouTube video where I think it's called Leaders or Readers, and on this video, I'm showing my authenticity, that I'm not just telling you guys to buy books, but I actually own these books that I'm recommending to you. And the ones that I get from the library, which are very few, I usually let you know, hey, I got this from the library. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But for the most part, a lot of those books are worth making a part of your library. Of course, or your personal library. Of course, some of them you can actually go to your public library and get the book and read it and then take it back. Okay, but back to me giving away a copy of my newest book, Start Winning, How to Achieve like the Top 8%. If you're listening to this on your cell phone, all you have to do is text the word power up to the number 42828. Power up to the number 42828. And you can get registered. You can join our Power Up Today newsletter and get more benefits than one. How about that? So this giveaway is for the newbies that sign up to become a part of our Power Up Today kind of Crew newsletter. So get signed up for that. Of course, if you're listening to this on your computer, you could still just pull that cell phone out and go ahead and text it and get it done. Or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com. It's right there on the homepage, and you'll see where you can join the Power of Today newsletter. It's a great newsletter. All right, I'm not going to spend the entire show telling you again how wonderful that newsletter is. Get signed up. You have to get a copy. It's amazing. Okay, our topic for today is creating thriving living circumstances. So I'm going to talk to you about how to create circumstances where you are thriving. So thriving living circumstances is where, of course, your life is thriving. So we're going to talk about that. And the My Millionaire Mentors, that's going to be back next Thursday. So we're not going to talk about that today. I'm not going to share one of the tips I got from my mentors today. As a matter of fact, that was designed, that segment is supposed to be done every other Thursday, but I've done a couple of Thursdays back to back. So I thought, okay, let's kind of take a break and get back on track. And once again, Monday, you're going to find out how we're going to celebrate the 7th year anniversary of Designing Your Life Today. All right, creating living, thriving living circumstances. Now, when it comes to creating thriving living circumstances, that is all a part of building a quality lifestyle. If your living circumstances, if you're not thriving in that area of your life and it's such a challenge for you, then yeah, you don't live a quality lifestyle, not to mention the stress that comes with that. So I'm going to share two important questions that you might need to ask yourself in order to determine your version of a quality lifestyle. So you get to decide what level you want your life to be on. You know, people always talk about, playing the hand that they're dealt, and that's true. Sometimes you're born a certain way and you look a certain way and you think that that's kind of a drawback, but it really isn't. And so it's about creating that lifestyle based on how you see yourself. And it's hard to create a quality lifestyle in any arena if your living circumstances aren't thriving. Now, we're not talking about making tons of money. Basically, when we talk about your living circumstances, the first question that I want to ask you is, are your circumstances designed to nurture you? So that means that your circumstances need to nurture you. Whatever your living environment is like, it's not just about the house that you live in. It's not about having a big mansion. And it's not about how small your house is. It's about, are the circumstances designed to nurture you? Is the house clean? Is the house in order? Or do you have a lot of things that are laying around that you don't need and that you don't even use and that are of no value to you that could possibly be of some value to someone else? So, you know, in that case, when you have a lot of things around you that you are of no value to you, you're not even using them, you don't need them, they're just sucking up energy. So are your circumstances designed to nurture you? And that's the main question. But here's a couple of sub questions to kind of go with that. Do they support you? People that are in your environment, see, anybody who lives with you, do they support you? And not in the sense that do they give you money. We're talking about, do they support your dreams? And do they nurture you? In the sense that if you want to talk about something, not be a big whiny baby and whine about your problems all day long, but if you want to talk about something and talk about the issue or the problem or the challenge that you're having, but work to come up with solutions, or do you have someone like that? So are your living circumstances designed to nurture you? So do they support you? Another sub question under that is to think about, are your circumstances designed to nurture you, or are you at the mercy of those circumstances? And if so, well, what are you doing about it? What do you think about it? What's going on in your mind? And what is the level of struggle when it comes to your living circumstances? For example, does the home you live in take so much effort to maintain that you get out of it less than you put in? See, so we're talking about your physical home, but we're also talking about getting the support that you need from those who live in the home with you. So it's all of the above when we talk about your living circumstances. If your home is like sucking up every dime that you make, well, you've got to decide, you know, first of all, what is the level of the struggle? And what am I going to do about this level of the level of this struggle? Can I overcome this level? Could I go to another level? And we're going to kind of talk about that when we get to our second question. So let's just go right into it. The second question here is not about money. So when I say, is it sucking up every dime that you make? It's not about, do you have enough money? The second question that you want to ask yourself is your life contained and balanced within the money that you do have? So if your house is sucking up all of the money that you're making, your living circumstances are non-supportive in the physical sense of your home and in terms of the people who are in your physical environment, and now your life is not contained and balanced because based on the money that you have, then you know what? If it's not that way, then you're going to find yourself struggling. So you're struggling. So you're not thriving. Your living circumstances are not up to standards. They're not up to where you need them to be, such that you're not stressed out all the time. And so if it's not, you're going to find yourself struggling to maintain a lifestyle actually that your ego or your personality feels that it needs. Now, I want to say something here. There's nothing wrong with wanting more. There's nothing wrong with wanting a bigger house, a nicer car. There's nothing wrong with wanting to live a life of luxury. But here's the rest of that. It's all about the environment that you're in. Are you in that environment, in an environment where your current energy can't sustain it? See, that's the big deal right there. It's all about where you're putting your energy. And the key is to do what it takes to boost your energy. And if you're in an environment where everything is just so non-supportive, on even from the house itself down to the people who live in it with you, they are sucking your energy. They are draining your energy. And as a result, you can't even get enough energy so that you can thrive, so that you can create thriving living circumstances. So you have to do what it takes to boost your energy. So how do you do that? Things such as connecting to people who are where you want to be. Why? Because these people, they have amazing energy because they are obviously where they want to be or at a level in their life where they are excited about life, and they're probably going to the next level, but they're excited about their life. So these people are where you want to be. And that's one of the things that you can do to give yourself an energy boost. Another thing is taking care of your health. That's a big deal. Having fun. And that's another one. Now, having fun, you say, well, how can I have fun when I have to make money, I have to work, I have to make sure I can maintain these circumstances? Listen, having fun reduces stress, okay? Having fun, it sends a message to your brain, to your mindset, that, listen, we are living the lifestyle that we want. We have the capability to produce the lifestyle that we want. So we're going to have some fun. We're not going to stress over it. We're not going to focus on everything that's wrong. We're not going to do everything that's contrary to us getting what we want in our life, or everything that's contrary to creating thriving living circumstances. So having fun is a part of a thriving living circumstance. If you're having fun, so you want to take time to have fun. So having fun, taking care of your health, connecting with people who are where you want to be, all of these things reduce stress, opens creativity, inspires you, excites you, and ultimately ignites you. So when you get ignited, guess what that is? That's an energy boost. So when you get that energy boost, now you're going to a whole nother level. Also, a dose of honesty. That's not going to hurt either. Now, when I talk about a dose of honesty, you have to be honest with yourself. And being honest with yourself, and I'm talking about your work ethic. This is Thriving Thursday. And so we talk to entrepreneurs, and one of the things about entrepreneurs who are struggling, if you were to really look at your work ethic, if you were to really pay attention to the kind of work that you're doing, your money-making activities versus your non-money-making activities, if you're really honest about that, then you're going to find that being honest about your work ethics will put you in a position where you have to make a decision. And so you have to make a decision about your likes and your dislikes and the things that you don't like doing. Are you going to hire someone to do it? Or are you going to bite the bullet and do it until you can get the cash flow coming in so that you can hire someone to take over that part of the job or that part of your business that you feel like you're not that great at, or you don't have time to become great at it? As entrepreneurs, especially small business owners, hey, we wear pretty much all the hats. And until we can start taking some of those hats off and passing it on, say, hey, here's your hat, here's your hat, and here's your hat. So you have to be honest about all of these things when it comes to creating thriving living circumstances. The more your ego leads you to believe that, hey, I don't need this, I'm doing great, then the more you stay right where you are. Now, I want to put my caveat out there. And the caveat is, when you talk about the fact that whether you're doing great or not, you say, well, shouldn't I say I'm doing great? And people tell you to fake it till you make it. What that means is have the faith that what you are going for, it's already done. And it doesn't mean that you have to walk around saying that everything is great when you know in your heart of hearts you're not doing the work to make it great. So if you're doing the work to make it great, it's great. Because it's already done, because you are doing it. Here's the thing about building. For example, this is a great visual, I think. When it comes to building a house, you have to have blueprints first. And you can equate those blueprints to designing that quality lifestyle for yourself. So when it comes to building that house, you've got to have those blueprints. But I can tell you, you can have the blueprints all day long. If you don't lay the proper foundation, if you don't start to frame the house and you don't really start to do the work and start adding the plaster and sheetrock and all of the electrical devices that need to go into the house to make sure there's lights and to make sure everything's well running well in the house, then that house is not going to get built. So when it comes to having or creating that thriving living circumstances or those thriving living circumstances for yourself, you want to look at it like that. You know, what bricks are you stacking? And when you stack them, what are you building? Now, if you're building a house based on excuses, that's a house nobody can live in. So when a good wind comes, yeah, it's done. Good rain, you're going to get wet. So you really have to give yourself a dose of honesty. With that being said, it's time for us to wrap up because I promise to keep it short from now on as much as possible. And I think our long days are when I add the segments. So be prepared for that because those are good segments. And these are very real, tangible ideas and concepts because I've learned some really great things from the mentors that are in my life and have been in my life. One of my mentors have passed away. So, but I learned a lot from him before he passed away. So here is, I'm going to give you a power action. Hey, it's Thursday. You can do it. Work on it all day Friday. It gives you something to do when you're not listening to the wonderful Designing Your Life Today. And I think when it comes to, I want to say this before I give you the power action. When it comes to creating thriving living circumstances, I think if we could get a lot of people thinking along those lines of creating that thriving environment and those thriving living circumstances, I think that things would be so much better. So please feel free to share today's show with people that you know, people that you think will be inspired by it, people who really want to create thriving living circumstances and they're serious about it. Not the ones that want to sit around and whine about it and talk about all the reasons why something doesn't work. If you don't work it, you're right, it doesn't work. But if you work it and you work it right, it works. All right, here's the power action. The power action for today is simple. It's easy. The two questions that I gave you today to consider when it comes to creating thriving living circumstances, I would suggest that you write them down if you don't have a journal or just get some loose leaf paper and put it in a notebook or get a spiral tablet or whatever. Okay. Or you can just do it on your iPad or and actually, you know what? I'm going to take that one back. You come out better when you actually take the time to write it with a with an ink pen or different color pencils and different color pens. You different color ink. So you come out better when you do that. And the reason why it comes out better is because you actually remember it more. You have to put more thought into it, and it has more of an impact on your mindset. Okay, so the first question was, are your circumstances designed to nurture you? So you want to answer that question, but also what you want to do if you say no, you want to write down ways that your circumstances can be designed such that they nurture you. If you say yes, then write down in what ways does your circumstances nurture you, and is there a way to improve on that? The second question that I shared with you was, is your life contained and balanced within the money you do have? And of course, if you say no, then you know this is a function of the current energy that you're putting out. So you want to write ways that things that you can do to boost your energy so that you can get that cash flow going. What can you do with your mindset? Now, if you stick with designing your life today, I can tell you're going to get that mindset, because go back and listen to some of our previous shows. We've got lots of them that you can listen to, and you can stick with us starting now if you want, and we're going to take you to a whole nother level. So you really want to listen. We've got some great things on the horizons, and I can tell you it all starts with the 7th year anniversary celebration, which is why I postponed it, because I want to make sure it's done right. So if you don't have the current energy, you know that if you're is your life contained and balanced within the money you do have? If you say no, and you know it's a function of energy, then you want to write down some of the things that you can do to boost your energy. Look at who's sucking the life out of you. Are you allowing them to do it? It's not on them. Look who, the people that are surrounding you. Are you sitting around whining and complaining about what's wrong with the world when this world is right, and it's right when we make it right? Okay, no, I'm not living in a fantasy world. There are challenges in this world, but challenges are solved by human beings. So when we stop whining about all of the challenges and we start looking at how we can solve it, then things will become better. And that is how you kind of get that energy boost from seeing the best and seeing the good and seeing the solutions and seeing this thriving life that you've always wanted to see. Now, here's the final part of the power action exercise. The final part is, what does a thriving life looks like to you? Thriving living circumstances. What does it look like to you? Write that down, and don't you can write as much as you want, but I encourage you to make an impact within the first 1 to 2 sentences. And once you do that, then you're going to find that you're going to see something amazing. I'm not going to just give it away. I'm going to let you do it. Okay, get the exercise done. Make it happen. One last reminder as we start to wrap up for today. Newsletter, sign up. Join it to get a copy of my newest book, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. I've already given one away to Carolyn Webster. I think she's in out of Mississippi, and or is it Minnesota? Mississippi. MS is Mississippi, I think. So anyway, or is that Missouri? Anyway, so I've already given her a book. So the point is, you want to go ahead and join. Power up. You can join if you're listening on your cell phone by texting the word power up to 42828. And or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and you can register. And of course, if you're listening to this on our podcast page, blog.designingyourlifetoday.com, there's a link there for you to get registered also. So we make it very easy for you. I can't wait to see who wins this next copy of my book. So Monday, you're going to find out what else is coming with our anniversary and also some of the newer things that we have coming down the pipeline that's going to help you do life with power. Hey, you guys, enjoy your weekend. Have fun.